Peace and love, everybody. Here goes part two. Let's get ready, dig in, dive in. You know how we do. I hope you're having a great one, okay? I'm here sipping on a little coffee, you know what I'm saying? And today we ain't playing. We going in. We diving in. So I thank you for listening, and here we go, y'all.
Is pretty much the story of Jesus. Green Mile, John Coffey, story of Jesus Christ. Why are there so many stories about Jesus Christ put in a form where people wouldn't see it?
Because all of them come from the Osirian drama. And the Osirian drama is the original concept of the resurrection of the human, both male and female. There might be pieces of it, like in Superman when he comes from a distant... See, because that's a that's not only a combination of Jesus, that's also a combination of the Dogon people of Mali. With the star system Sirius, bringing light and energy to various planets that that evolve around it. But the story itself, Jesus, Buddha, Mithras, are all stories that come out of the Osirian drama. If you want a more current story that you've just listed, Superman, all look at the Lion King. Lion King is the same story.
Yeah.
You know, and the Osirian drama is an internal investigation of oneself and the spirits and the psychology. Saku, which means Saku. Psychology isn't a study of the mind. Saku is soul. Psychology, Saku, is the study of the soul. It's not the study of the mind. But in that Osirian drama is this discussion. Where is the Superman in you? You know, that entity that has come from outer space where they cannot go back home because their planet has exploded. But the father and mother, the creator of Superman, send him to the planet Earth. And he has superhuman abilities, but he must hide himself in Clark Kent. Like our spirit has to hide ourselves in our human body. Because if people on the outside really knew our divinity, they would do bad things. That's why the mother says, but he'll stand out when he gets there. And father says, but he'll be strong. He'll be their leader. He said, but they will try to destroy him. He says, but they will not be able to destroy him. So that conversation mother and father having before they send Superman down to Earth is really a discussion on who the original human beings are and the search for life. And so Siegel and the other people that put that story together, they just usurped off of Jesus, but Jesus is a usurp off of the Osirian drama because Jesus really is Heru. Superman is Heru. Because Superman's purpose was to resurrect life on Earth, his life, because of the destruction of Krypton. And so when he gets down here, he is supposed to replicate that superhumanity, which is the Osirian drama. It's just straightforward like that, brother.
Okay, my people, so the reason why I'm sharing this information is because, listen, this is the whole idea. You know what I'm saying? I had put remember, and I put relationship versus our religion. Because if we don't remember the original stories, most likely it's so easy to get a carbon copy. Now, when I say that, I am saying that, listen, if a child was born, let's just say in 2020, had no previous knowledge, you know what I'm saying, but just getting some, let's say, knowledge from the government, going to school, what have you, and they just give them, you know what I'm saying, the story of Jesus Christ in the Bible, and they never learned about anything else aside from what the teachers told them. My thing is, if they're not teaching about Heru in the schools, if they're not teaching about other things that, listen, connect to that story, it could be simple thing like the astrology. You know what I'm saying? There's 12 planets. There was 12 disciples. You know what I'm saying? 12 cells in a body. And the main thing is they're not putting those pieces together using basic common sense to see that how everything is connected. Even as we go through these other tales and we learning about Heru, which is Horus, then come on, people, what's the chorus? You know what the chorus is going to be. You know what I'm saying? People are in a box. And my thing is, if we're in a relationship, we got to get out the box. So let's continue to dig in, my people. I hope that you're enjoying the knowledge. Like I said, depending on who you are and where you at in your walk, you know what I'm saying? The main thing is that I remember hearing this saying that those who love God love knowledge, love being corrected. You know what I'm saying? So we just in a place right now where we just learning and enjoying the learning. You know what I'm saying? So let's dig in some more, people, so we continue to have a relationship. Here we go. Once again, we don't want dogma. We don't want religion. You know what I'm saying? We don't want anything that's going to keep us down. So let's keep on vibrating higher. Here we go.
Like that, brother.
I want to ask you a question. Now let's look at this. You a black Hebrew. You ought to know where the hell a damn black man came and taught amongst your ass. Why is it that you can't find no black Hebrew or no modern day white Jew to bear witness to the Jesus thing? You would think if a person gonna give you the Messiah, that's something hell to take. Everybody talk about a Jewish Messiah, but yet you can't find no Jew to bear witness to that.
That's true. What is that?
Because the Jew knew, like all the other ancient people in the world. See, we're talking, the Jew knew that, first of all, that was some Roman propaganda. They said, tell us about the kingdom of heaven. He said, heaven is all around you, but you drunk, you can't see it because you're looking for these two eyes, and you ain't looking with the spiritual eye. This person in here is a straight-up revolutionary. A no-holds-barred person. They don't even deal with the crazy stuff. You see what I'm saying? So clearly the text that they dug up in 1945 that dates back to Coptic Egypt and only in the Medinetta is a totally different thing. And that's the original one before the Romans stole it and turned it into the New Testament. But don't get me wrong, the New Testament got all the stuff in it. It's just that for the first time, you can't go by page for page, but you can go into the pages and find the same stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. The Bible is still a viable thing. You just can't go by from A to Z, but you can go into the pages, and it's all there. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
You know how to interpret.
Yeah, that's the difference. You can't go by the basic theology that's drawn up from the Freedmen's Bureau, which is the way they was going to teach slaves. And that's what we still on now. Mm-hmm. Same old good old time religion is good enough for me. You can't go by that anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to go into the book. That's what Abba Elijah Muhammad said. And that's the difference. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's all there. Mm-hmm. Now let me show you the real mystery of the book to make the book come alive. Take the book. Take some old deity that you're supposed to follow, take him out, and put yourself in the role of the Christ. And that's what the book is originally for. It's a guidebook for your soul, which is the Christ.
Yes.
So the person that they're talking about in there is you. Old body, new body. Old Testament, New Testament. If you take the book, just as I have done great works, greater works ye shall do. Is it not written in the law that ye are gods, and the scriptures cannot be broken? John chapter 10, verse 34, 36. So it means you're supposed to take the book as an esoteric book. And everywhere you see Jesus or the Christ, you identify that as your soul. Then the book comes alive. It's just when you start following it and thinking some cracker coming back or some black man coming back. Mm-hmm. Black man come back saying, I'm the Christ. I say, okay, good. You take these bullets. Now you take these bullets and you take them and don't be on that flow. Then maybe you have a chance. I might follow you. But the esoteric teaching was a mystery system book, just like the Book of the Dead, which is a passage to the soul. And you are the Christ in it. So it's a role-playing book where you get through the journey. You go on a journey, and at the end of the journey, you become illuminated. That's the real message. And that's the difference between the Egyptian one and the other one. At this time, it's a scapegoat thing. They tell you to worship somebody instead of you becoming the God.
Yourself.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between it.
Now.
Okay, my people, so listen. We diving in,
pretty much the story.
You know, we diving into the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? And listen, I know some of this is new to you, you know what I'm saying? Sometime new is good, okay? It's just good. It's just almost like, you know, I remember when I came up in the Catholic Church, you know what I'm saying? And I remember every time I did something bad, I would just, just forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. I would say it like 500 times, okay? And then also, even as a teenager and adult, I took a lot of those habits that I got, which wasn't the best ones, but they were close, but they wasn't that close. But what I'm trying to say, I took a lot of bad habits even into my teenage and adulthood. And I was always begging, always looking in the sky for some money to drop out the sky. You know what I'm saying? So my people, is just like, listen, we have to understand the science of knowing who we are. And we just cannot believe, and I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to let you hear some of the most, famous TV evangelists tell you this. So if you don't want to listen to me, fine. Go to the scripture. Make sure you pray. Because a lot of times we just putting our trust in all of the what the preacher is saying. And my main thing is, I don't have no problem with the preacher, but my main thing is, make sure that the message is there. And not on no kindergarten level, but we need to be at the highest level, my people. Why? Because we must walk by faith and not by sight. What am I talking about? Well, what are you talking about, Master Ty? I am talking about when you know better, you do better. If Christ said, let me just say it this way. If Christ told us you would do greater things and more, then what is that going to take? What kind of thinking is that going to take? What kind of thinking and mindset is that going to take? What kind of actions will that allow you to produce? I mean, what actions will you take when you're in that mind state, that flow state, whatever you choose to call it, that God state? And then people got a problem when you say, hey, listen, how you doing? Peace, God. And then people got a problem when you call them God. You know what I'm saying? Well, what about that? Yeah, it's in the scripture. Because they came to Jesus Christ. Who you think you are, calling yourself the Son of God, making yourself equal with God? Well, the last time I read in the scripture, he told them also that the scripture cannot be broken, and I'm paraphrasing. And then, listen, aside from what he said in the scripture, where the scripture can't be broken, listen, if you are an offspring of your Father, aren't you trying to be like the Father? Aren't you a piece of the Father? Okay, my people? So we have to realize who we are. Listen, we can't stay on a third dimensional level. The government tell you you're a minority or you ain't nothing but a worm, you know, like religion tell you, and you just go with it. People, flow with it. Don't just go with it. You don't always got to do as the Romans do. You got to be. You got to be love. Not try to be like love and try to imitate love. You need to be love. But let's continue on this journey.
At the end of each prayer, amen. And somebody told you some lie that it means so be it. It never meant so be it, and it still doesn't mean so be it. Amen was the god of the north in Egypt. Ra, symbolized by the sun, was the god in the south. And when Egypt unified herself, they combined the god of the north and the god of the south into the one, and thus Amen-Ra. Amen-Ra.
Amen-Ra. That's interesting. Did you know his first name was Amen? That's why you say Amen when you end your prayers. Because it's you're saying, well, so be it. It doesn't mean that. Amen is the name of the Egyptian sun god, and it's an homage to the god Amen. And in the great temples of Egypt, they would always chant out, Amen, Amen, Amen. And in fact, and Jesus calls himself the Amen in Revelation 3:16, I believe it is, in which he then identifies himself as the Egyptian sun god. And you're going to say, oh, hey, come on now, you've gone too far. Jesus wasn't the Egyptian sun god. Matthew 2 says, Mary and Joseph took the child Jesus to Egypt to fulfill the prophecy out of Egypt, have I called my son.
Once you begin to understand religion, where it comes from, the whole story of Jesus is nothing more than a metaphor. There was no Jesus, there was no Abraham, no Isaac, no Jacob, there was no Moses, no King Solomon. None of those people in the Bible ever lived. These are metaphors for something far deeper.
Now, black people are ticklish on this because black people think that everything in the Bible is true. I question the intelligence of anyone who thinks everything in the Bible is true or supposed to be true. It's allegory, told, stories told to illustrate a point at a time when there were very few people reading books. And most of what went into the making of the Bible was copied from Egyptian texts. Now, if you want to get so dewy-eyed over the Bible, which is a carbon copy of a carbon copy, why don't you go back and read the original Egyptian text?
Where did the story of Jesus start? It started 4,100 years before Jesus. It started with the story of Isis and who became pregnant by an immaculate conception, gave birth to her son Horus by a virgin birth.
Dr. John G. Jackson, in his book, Christianity Before Christ, tells us, and even Church Ward tells us. Now, let's look at Horus. Horus had two mothers, Isis, the virgin who conceived him, Nefertiti, who nursed him. He was brought forth singly as one of the five brothers. Let's look at the life of Jesus. Jesus had two mothers, Mary, the virgin who conceived him, and Mary, the wife of Cleophas, who brought him forth as one of her children. Horus was the son of Seth, his father on earth. Jesus was the son of Joseph, his father on earth. Let's look at Horus now. Horus was with his mother, the virgin, until 12 years old, when he was transformed into the beloved son, the God, as the only begotten of the Father in heaven. Jesus remained with the mother, the virgin, up until the age of 12, when he left her to be about his father's business. From 12 to 30 years of age, there is no record in the life of Horus. From 12 to 30 years of age, there is no record in the life of Jesus. And Horus, at 30 years of age, became adult in his baptism by Anu. Jesus, at 30 years of age, was made a man in his baptism by John the Baptist. Horus, in his baptism, made his transformation into the beloved Son, the only begotten of the Father, the Holy Spirit, represented by a bird. Jesus, in his baptism, is hailed from heaven as the beloved Son and the only begotten of the Father, the God, the Holy Spirit, that is represented by a dove.
Woo! My people. When I'm telling you, my people, listen, common sense. It doesn't make sense if we're not using common sense, the brain, which the Creator gave us. Okay, my people? And facts. Listen, my people, I did a study called Abstract and Concrete in the Bible. And you'll be surprised what you will learn when you learn that, listen, everything is... It shouldn't be considered abstract. You know what I'm saying? There are some concrete things in the Bible, and we have some abstract ideas in the Bible. And the whole idea is if we were born into the West, which sometimes doesn't express in the West those ideas about the message of Christ, then listen, we got to make sure that we dig in if we want to go in. We got to study to show ourselves approved. So this is a study, my people, okay? I'm not telling you, but I'm just showing you. You can deny it, or you can try to become better in your walk, you know what I'm saying? Or just be, at the end of the day, just be like your father. And don't get caught up in the religion, which tells a lot of lies in your region. So let's continue to dig in, my people.
At the end of each
web.
Is he going to be bald or just go poof?
His baptism made his transformation into the beloved Son, the only begotten of the Father, the Holy Spirit, represented by a bird. Jesus, in his baptism, is hailed from heaven as the beloved Son and the only begotten of the Father, the God, the Holy Spirit, that is represented by a dove.
You can jump up and down in church all day and say, Jesus is coming. And the wise will say, from where?
and you be insulted, and you call that blasphemy because they have the audacity to ask you from where. Like I don't have a right to know. And when did he go? And how did he go? And who went with him? And is he coming back alone? And if he's not, who's driving? Is he flying or is he floating? Is he going to be born or just go poof? And if you start using your mind that way, they call you a bad person. You know why? Because they have everybody here conditioned. They have us all trained like animals. It's called conformity. If we don't conform to their system of thinking and their definitions of words, then we are bad people. Proof. Give me some documents, not some stuff that you wrote. You've been taught the fake stuff and you praying against yourself. In the brain, you have three major glands. Pineal, pituitary, and I think it's hypothalamus or one of them. Thalamus or whatever. Thalamus. Three major glands. Jesus is born in a stable, which means that the Christ is born in a stable, which means the Christ is down here in the lower intestinal region, right in the up under the lower intestinal region in the root chakra. The men, it's in the root chakra. It's a little small seed. That's who you are. Born in a stable up under the shit. It rises. When he's born, he's met by three wise men. Pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus, or whatever. Thalamus. Three wise men. Pineal, pituitary, thalamus. Three stars in Orion's belt. Three pyramids in Kemet. Three crosses on Calvary. Jubilee, Jubilee, Jubilee. But it's talking about the three glands in the head. Lucifer, light bringer, which means the pineal gland. Lucifer fell like the morning star or the morning sun. Then you get the revelation. Jesus said, I am the damn morning sun. Stay away from the dark side. Go to Isaiah 45 and it says, I will give you the treasures of darkness, which is melanin. The dark side. Now, what is the dark side? The dark side is the study of alchemy. The alchemical black. Al, sun, S-U-N-S-O-N, Kimmy, Cam, black. Black land, black sun, alchemy, black god. The fallen ones, the fallen gods. Lucifer, the fallen gods. What it means by fallen? You were once in the spiritual realm. Then the vibration slowed down and you gradually took on a physical body. You are the damn fallen gods. You are the Titans, the Titans. The word hell comes from the word Hyo. Hyo means physical earth. Hylix, physical people, physical body. You live in hell. It means the physical realm. Satan, cherub, means God in the physical. The only difference between you and the Most High are the so-called gods that you worship is that you got on a physical body and they don't. And the only thing that separates you is you the same energy, they just don't have the physical body. And your God is on the inside. The word El, Elohim, sun, star. The word Eve, beginning. Eve, El, evil, beginning star, beginning sun, original star, evil. All of these particular terminologies. Let's go on.
As a matter of fact, even in our culture, Tetragrammaton.
Okay, my people. So there we go. There we go. All right. Just another
actually
take on.
Deals with the four gates and the four elements.
Just another take on evil, because sometimes, listen, sometimes what happens. Let me tell you a story. I was in Harlem just a couple months ago. Or it might have been last year, actually.
And yet, Tetragrammaton.
Hold on.
Is presented.
So I'm in Harlem, and the bus goes by. And I look at the bus, and wow, I notice on the front of the bus, they had the word live. And then when they went the opposite way, it had the word evil. I actually just realized that, look, it one word, and then when I went the opposite direction, that it said something else. And I said, wow, very interesting. The word live is actually, when you go backwards, the word evil. And then I started to do the knowledge, and I remember a class that I went to, learned so a great deal. And they said, look at the word God. Now go backwards and see what you get. And you'd be surprised when you find out what Anubis stands for inside the Egyptian text, dealing with God. So my people, what I'm saying is, listen, we look at things from a religious perspective, or we just have one map, or we just got one way of learning, or we have to relearn some things. If not, listen, Tony Robbins said this best, you know, motivational speaker, dealing with NLP, helping other people to grow. And I remember him saying this idea, and I want to give it to you. I lie with integrity. He told everybody to say that. And he told everybody to say, you know what I'm saying, even, you know what I'm saying, as he got more new knowledge about how to, the proper way of taking, this green plant is called the green. I don't even take it as much no more. But it was a green plant, you know, saying you can go over to the juice shop and they'll juice it up for you, you know what I'm saying? You can drink it. And pretty much the name will come back to me. That's how you remember things. It'll come back. But the main thing is he was telling people to drink a certain amount. And when he got better knowledge on how to take it in the body, he was telling the people how to take it in better. And excuse me for telling you this way, but now I've gotten better. I learned better. So I would suggest that you do it this way so that you can be healthier. And you got to respect somebody like that. I even heard Creflo Dollar say the same thing. He said, "You listen, when I first started the ministry, I was here. You know what I'm saying? I was going by this map. But now I've grown just like we grow. We got that seed of growth of life in us. You know what I'm saying? The intelligence of the divine. And now, listen, when you know better, you do better." So my thing is, my people, if we don't change the map, we kind of continue to get the same experience, the same results, as Tony Robbins would say too. So how do you change the result? Listen, you got to change the thought. You know what I'm saying? You got to change the action, and this is how you change the experience. Okay? The Bible tells us that you got to renew the mind so that you can be transformed. So if we want to continue to transform, we got to make sure that we don't conform. Conform to what? Conform to what the world is doing. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes the church is so judgmental, you know what I'm saying, about opening up the mental to higher thinking. You know what I'm saying? And we got to stop the stinking thinking. You know what I'm saying? It's a natural built-in mechanism that if somebody come to you with some level of knowledge outside your level of knowledge, automatically sometime majority of people, a wall goes up. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying, I'll check that out. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Just it's taking enough approach. Just instead of, I'm not just saying you can't protect yourself, because you have to protect your eyes and your ears. But what I'm trying to say is, if there's something that's out of your level of awareness that you're not conscious of, that you haven't learned yet, then this is why you have to pray on it. This is why you have to study on it. All right? So let's continue to get into it, because I know you're busy. So we're going to listen to one or two more, and then we're going to get up out of here until the next episode. All right? Here we go.
So this is her web, and this is where we find this Moorish coding, now called Masonic coding, in the Bible. Chaim Abiff is the first key given about this web. What was Chaim Abiff? He was a widow's son.
And that widow is also mentioned in the book of Revelations. But it's very brief and implied, nothing heavy. She's still a great secret. So we're looking at the circle. I'm not going to draw it as huge and outrageous as I did last week. The circle and the cross. The measure of all things. Everything in the universe is viewed spiritually inside of the circumscription of the circle as universe. The circle that has no center and whose circumference is everywhere is the idea that we have of infinity. this infinity is primal cause. It is not God. It is that which causes God to exist. The measure of all things is the circle and the cross, which produces, of course, the square and the compass, the tools of measuring of all things. When Noah built the ark and brought in all the animals two by two, the ram, Aries, the donkey, Libra, the goat, Capricorn, the crab, Cancer, the bull, Taurus, the scorpion, Scorpio, and on and on. Those are all the animals, two by two. And then Noah barred the door. That's the circle and the cross. That's the skull and crossbone, which has become an evil thing.
The black man who becomes a Jew will go out and point his finger at the European American who says he's a Jew. You ain't no Jew. You. And then, it ain't got nothing to do with that, okay? We'll find out about that. But this is the concept that's important, because we're talking about, these are glands. These are the ones that say that they are Jews and are not, the 12 major glands in the human body. They have you digging in the earth for your survival. When you add this, then you understand what Jew means. When your glands reach this awakened, vibrant, spiritual state, shining like jewels, then you are a Jew. The 12 glands in the body are the 12 mineral stones, precious stones, mentioned in the book of Revelation. Those are the real Jews. Okay. Other than that, you are a victim of your own chemistry. The introduction to the system at this, then you...
Okay, my people. So, yeah, that's something to research, my people. He talked about the 12, you know what I'm saying, the jewels, you know what I'm saying, and how, you know what I'm saying, he talks about it in the book of Revelation. And how, in order for you to become a Jew, your 12 must go onto that level of transformation. I'm just paraphrasing, okay? And yes, it's very important, my people, that we understand about the 12 glands in the body, all right? And how, you know, we can't stay on the, flesh level with everything, but that we must go to the deeper level. This is an inside job, you know what I'm saying? As Reverend Ike would say, this is an inside job. And listen, the job is already done. We got to make sure that we continue to enjoy the journey. And once again, have a relationship and not religion. So I'm just sharing, like I said, some of the information today. You know what I'm saying? This is something that you can probably do your research on. Don't forget to study about the 12, with the 12 animals that were sent in two by two, okay? And then look at the zodiac and see what you can find, okay? Like I said, it's all about relationship at the end of the day. And understand that even the Messiah, listen, even the Messiah, I want to say this. Look at and study the parables. Even when the Messiah was given the parables, he always used nature in order to talk about the parables. The majority of the parables, he always referred back to something in nature to teach about the divine, to teach about the heavenly things. Okay, my people? To teach about the kingdom of God within you. All right? So that's enough for this episode. Make sure you reach out to me. Send me a message. You got my email. It should be the link is in the description. And people, stay safe. Stay blessed. Peace and love. Master Ty.
You understand.